Debbie, you're into a final. I suppose the scoreline maybe flatters you a little bit.
No, I don't think so, to be fair. Look, we played Westmeath two weeks ago down in Carndona, and we won that game very, very comfortably. And we knew that they were probably just going to either say and park the bus this, and that's exactly what they done. And I think in the first half, we were just too impatient. We were trying to kick scores from you know, really oblique angles, you know. We just told the girls at half time, just be patient. We knew the scores would come. And they end up, I think it probably reflected certainly the dominance of the play, you know.
You could see the world of difference from the first half to the second half. I think you shot 8 wides in the first half, and the girls seemed to be rushing shots, but they were, as you said, more patient in that second half.
Aye, look, we have a super bunch of players, you know, and for the first time ever, you know, in a Donegal squad that I'm, you know, we have girls can come off the bench, you know, and we said to girls at half time, look, you know, if you're not patient and you're going to rush it, you know, there's other girls that we can put in there. And I think that was maybe the wee shot in the arm that they needed, you know, and you could see it now. They were much more patient. They were very controlled and very happy in the ball now in the second half, to be fair.
And missing Karen and Grace today too, so that was a big blow for you.
Aye, well, look, we knew Karen was going to be unavailable. Trasa Doherty was unavailable, and Kate Keeney unavailable. And look, they're pushing hard now. Trasa might, she'd probably get over the line and be available for selection in 2 weeks' time. Kate, I'm not so sure about Karen's touch and go. So look, all been well, you know. We've three more girls there to come back, maybe available for selection. Yeah.
I suppose hitting the heights of the full forward line, everyone will be looking at that. They hit 3-8, I think, today. And in there again is Yvonne McMonagall, back for selection, of course, after a return from Australia. So, as you said, you have so many options now.
Look, we have a full forward line, and I'm quite sure any one of those three girls could walk onto any team in the country, and we're very, very fortunate to have the three of them. But, you know, I always say, you know, somebody has to get the ball into them. Mm-hmm. And our backs do a huge amount of work. I mean, it's just, even today there, when Westmeath were breaking forward, you could see how strong they were this year, you know, versus other years. And they do a huge amount of work just and breaking the tackle down and moving the ball up. So, yeah, look, the full forward line, full forwards will always get the plaudits, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, somebody has to get the ball in there, and I think that's the difference this year. We have that depth of talent across the team.
I suppose it'll be a tougher test now in the final. It'll be another step up again against an Armagh side. I don't know if you had an opportunity maybe to see them in the first game, but they were flying, so it'll be a great final.
Yeah, look, Armagh, I watched the first 20 minutes of the game there, and obviously Cavan came out of the blocks, which they tend to do, but look, James Daly's a shrewd boy there managing the Armagh team, and he took them from Division 3 into Division 2 last year, and he won an Ulster title and went the whole way to an All-Ireland semi-final. So look, James knows what he's about, and we played them in the first game of the season up in Glenfinn, and we won that game by an odd point, and in fairness, maybe won it more comfortably than that. But look, I expect for the Newtall that's going to be a cracking game, and I suppose it's about getting ready for that now over the next 2 weeks.
Of course, Davey, it's not just a National League title on the cards, it's a promotion back to Division 1, and I suppose after coming down last year, that's where Donegal want to go, be back up there again in the top flight.
Absolutely. I mean, the girls are much better than respectfully than Division 2 football. They were very unfortunate last year. Eilish Ward made the point there when we were chatting after the game. She says it's a much nicer feeling this year winning all our games than it was last year losing them. Look, they're good girls. They deserve to be back in Division 1, but you know, nobody's going to hand it to them a plate. They're going to have to be on a full shift, a big shift now, 60 minutes in 2 weeks' time, and look, hopefully they'll get their just rewards. Yeah.